Well, I might say, well, of course, for force, you shall too go to school tomorrow.
Oh, use it.
Or, I shall be going to town next week. I might say that because I know to say shall, but I'm sure much more often I'd say will.
Well, if you're going, you know, to be, you know,
I shall be glad to do that. Is that thing is when I'd use shall mostly. I shall be glad to.
Well, you mean like you're going to meet somebody? If somebody's coming to the door, you say, I shall be glad to see you?
No, if somebody asks me to do something, I might say, oh, I shall be glad to do that.
Well, what would you say if somebody came to the door like that? If you said, would you ever use a word besides glad, like I shall be glad? You said that.
Oh, I'd be happy to do that. Or is that what you mean?
What about proud? Could you ever use that word there? In the same sense?
I've heard it. I've never said that.
And now, if you're talking to one of your daughters, you might say, if you do that again, I'll what you?
Beat you, hit you, kill you, all of which would not be realistic terms, of course. If you do that again, I'll get you.
Well, if a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house, you'd say he's there what?
Going to get her.
And any other terms?
Dating, an old term, of course, might be sparking or courting. Boy, wooing, I only just read about. I never heard anybody say that.
What about, like, is there a different degree in is there a different degree of seriousness in this?
Well, yeah, dating would be less serious than going together or going steady.
Right, so that would be the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
And he would be her
boyfriend.
Did you ever hear any other terms or older terms there?
For girlfriend and boyfriend, well, steady. The love of his life, his romance. Lady love.
And what about him?
Terms for the man. Flame, maybe. Young man. I can't think of any others.
Well, if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want him, you know, what do you say she did to him?
Jilted.
And what about if they're engaged and all of a sudden she
breaks up or breaks the engagement.
And what if he doesn't? Would you say the same thing?
He broke the engagement, yes. You could say that.
Is there any difference in, like, in joking term and the serious term for what happened?
Well, you mean breach of promise or something like that?
Well, you said that he jilted him. Would you use that seriously or jokingly? Or both?
Oh, no. I think that's a descriptive term, all right. That it would not be joking at all.
Well, if they didn't break off the marriage, they'd go ahead and get...
Get married?
And,
get hitched.
And, so is a hitch like a humorous way of saying that?
Yes.
Any other ways?
Tied the knot.
Well, at the wedding, who would stand with him?
Best man.
And with her?
Bridesmaids, or the maid of honor.
Well, would you ever hear a different term for the best man? Or older term?
Well, groomsmen are in addition to the best man. I don't know of another one. I don't think.